Hallelujah. So the Lord's helping us, and I sure appreciate it. And you know, the naturalist, Dr. Hudson, years ago, he said there was a blackbird and a thrush would come together to his aviary that he had there. And he said, I watched and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The blackbird would go get a crumb and drop it in the thrush's mouth. And it kept doing that. Blackbird flying over, getting a crumb and dropping it into the mouth of the thrush. And he said, I've got to see this up closer. And he got up close. And that thrush's beak had been torn off by some accident of some sort. And it could not get food on its own. And that blackbird, a different species, right. A blackbird right. Known for being raucous and mean. Yes. And that blackbird was getting crumbs and dropping them in the thrush's mouth. That's how I feel today. Lord, you're dropping the man of heaven down on me. And I thank you for it. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you, if the Lord would help me. Exodus chapter 16, verse 1. Thank you so much. Thank you for your offering. Thank you, brother, so much for your kindness to us. Amen. God bless you. Man, I love it. Amen. You're welcome. Come sing that for us, Zach. Take that roof off. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus 16 and 1. The Bible said, they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin. You ever been there? The wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day in the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured. The whole congregation murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the Bible said, verse 3, the children of Israel said unto them, would to God! You ever heard people acting like that and talking like that? We had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. They were slaves. They were slaves and prisoners.
Right.
They've forgotten about that.
Right.
Amen. And so the Bible said, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let's pray together. Father, we bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you for your blessing to us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I will rain bread from heaven for you. Nehemiah the 9th chapter, verse 12. He said, you led them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and the night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven, and gave us them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments. I want to tell you something. It's not hard for me to serve the Lord. It's not hard for me to serve the Lord. Who has wounds without a cause, man? I'm glad to be saved today. I'm glad to have my right mind. I'm glad to be a child of God. Amen. And the Bible said in verse 15, and gave us them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought us forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou had sworn to give them. The Bible said in Psalm 105:39, he spread a cloud for a covering and a fire to give light in the night. And the people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
He satisfied them with the bread of heaven.
Right.
He opened the rock. The waters gushed out. They ran in dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. I want to tell you something. We're blessed people today. Amen. I want to preach to us about satisfied. Satisfied. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and I'm telling you what, there's some things that we can have. The bumper sticker they said in New York City said, happiness is 5 green lights in a row. Amen. Is that like for you? Amen. I'm telling you what, it doesn't take much to make some people happy, but I'm glad today that we can have the blessings of the Lord and we can be satisfied with His goodness and His mercy. Oh, you know, when we were children, we were grateful to be filled our stockings with toys and candy at Christmas time, and now as adults, we're not thankful to God for filling our stockings with legs.
Come on.
Hello? Amen. Well, our proverb says, I was angry because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. Right. Oh, man, I'm glad of the blessings of the Lord. Oh, yeah. Amen. In our restroom there at the fellowship hall, they got a sign up there that says, there is always, always, always something to be thankful for. Amen. Oh, we live in an age where people are not satisfied. Amen. Oh, they were going to take care of Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and they said they wanted to get whatever he liked the best, and they said, we would like to know what his tastes are so we can provide them for him. And he said, well, I can tell you this, Mr. Churchill, his tastes are very simple. He's always satisfied with the very best of everything. Oh, I'm telling you what, but I want you to know God has given us His very best. Hallelujah. We have Jesus Christ. We have the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has given us His very best. And surely we can be satisfied. Satisfied. Oh, Isaiah, what do you got to tell me about it? In 55:1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat without money and without price. Glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Wilson tells about there was an old man that lived back in lived in a literal shack, and they didn't have any furniture, and all they had was good boxes. Anybody old enough to know what a good box is?
Sure, come on.
Those wood boxes with the dovetail together, and that's what they had. They shipped the goods in. They called them good boxes.
Right, right.
Amen. He asked Brother Wilson over. Didn't have a chair in the house. Amen. Hardly anything. He'd just gotten saved, and there they gathered around and sitting on good boxes. No box, just a box, a wood box turned up on its edge or sitting on it. And he looked at Brother Wilson and he said, I'd hate to be a poor man, wouldn't you? I want you to know, Lord, are you hearing me? You may live and have the best furniture that there is and not be satisfied. But I'm so glad today to know that Jesus Christ will satisfy the longing of your soul. He'll give you the thing that you need. Oh, He will nourish you and feed you with the bread of heaven. Come on now. Hallelujah. Aren't we thankful today to be the children of God through faith in Jesus Christ? I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied today. My Lord. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. The snow from heaven. Amen. And He make it to come forth and bud. And He gives bread to the eater. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Aren't you glad today? I'm telling you what, homeless people. Homeless people. We're homeless people, aren't we? We have the bread of heaven. We have the blood of Jesus Christ. We have the gifts of the Spirit. I'm telling you what, we ought to be satisfied. The happiest people in the world.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. And yes. Oh, Gypsy Smith was preaching there. And there was a little girl come up to him and nudged him. He kind of didn't pay any attention there, and she nudged him again. Amen. And he said, "What is it, child?" And she said, "I just want to give you my candy." And there, her little dirty hand and her candy wadded up in a little bit of paper. And she said, "I want to thank you. My daddy was so mean. He stayed drunk all the time. And he beat us, and he beat my mother. And he came to your meeting, and my daddy is the happiest man. But my daddy is so good to us now." And she said, "The only thing I can do, Brother Smith, is give you my candy." Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. You ought to be thankful, amen, that you live in the home that you have. Amen. Thankful for the blessings that you have. I'm telling you what, God is good. And his mercy endures forever. And he is a wonderful Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said in John 6, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you what, I'm thankful today for the blessings of heaven that come upon me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if we're not careful, we will be unthankful. And when you aren't thankful, the next thing you'll be is unholy. You hear me? When you get unthankful, the next thing you'll be is unholy. And all the people murmured. They murmured in the wilderness. Amen. Oh, God, help us to be contented with his blessings. Wow. Oh, yeah. Amen. A man said he saw a picture of two mules out in a field. Both fields were beautiful green fields. You know what I'm talking about. Beautiful green fields. And he said one mule had his head stuck to the fence eating over another field. And the other mule had his head stuck to the fence and eating over in the other field. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you something. When the grass looks greener on the other side, you need to be more thankful. And you need to take inventory of what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. And you know what he said? Both mules had plenty of green grass in their own pasture. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you what, you better be thankful for the wife and husband and home and the family that you have. The grass is not greener on the other side. I said the grass is not greener on the other side. Both mules have their heads stuck through the fence trying to eat grass out of the other pasture, and they had their head hung and they couldn't get out. That's what the devil will do to you. That's what he seeks to do, is to hang your head, amen, and make it hard for you. But I want you to notice here, amen, and we go through. Oh, and Jesus said, "This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever." Hallelujah. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with the bread of heaven. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Psalm 90:14, "Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days." Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Amen. We have to be like the donut shop owner. He said, when you're in life, What you got to do, amen, is keep your eye on the donut and forget about the hole. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm old enough now. Amen. They were, I've heard people talk about being in the donut hole for years. Amen. I found out what the donut hole is. Amen. When your insurance won't pay anymore. Oh, yeah. But I'm telling you what, we got to keep our eye on the donut, the bread of heaven, the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Keep your eye on Him. Oh, don't let yourself be carried away with every wind of doctrine. Don't let your eyes be carried away. I need greener pastures. I need more. No. You need to be satisfied with the bread of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the Bible said in Proverbs, the righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul. But the belly of the wicked shall want. Amen. Y'all know Brother Savage. Amen. Brother Lindsay Savage. Have you ever heard those stories that he tells about his dad's ministry? Oh, Brother Savage, Dad Savage. Amen. There they were. They didn't have anything to eat. And there they set the table. And they poured the water in the glasses. That's all they had. Oh. Amen. And he said, Dad got to praying. Hallelujah. And Mom got to praying. Yeah. Amen. And he said, then Dad and Mom both got to crying. And my sister and my brother was crying. And he said, and then I started crying because I was so small I didn't understand what they was crying about. But they were thanking the Lord for the food that He was going to had given them. Are you listening to me? Yeah. He was thanking the Lord for the food that He had given them through all those years. And He was thanking the Lord for the food that He was going to receive. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we have so much. They say that one-fourth of the food in America is wasted. Come and on. I'm going to tell you what. There was 11 kids in our family. And Dad would say, now, son, it's how it is. Amen. You're welcome to everything on this table that you want to eat. Right. But when you put it on your plate, you're going to sit here and eat every last bite. Right. It come too hard. Right. Amen. It come too hard. Right. And you're going to eat. I'm telling you what, we take a nibble off of it and throw it in the dumpster. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, I'm just about to the point I believe it's sinful to be wasteful with your food. The blessings of heaven. It's the blessings of heaven. We have such abundance.
Right.
Jeremy and Belita Cypher there at the church a few weeks ago, and you see those people by the hundreds living in a garbage, filthy garbage dump there in Kenya. Amen. We went to family reunion, Carolyn's family, and one of her aunts come in and brought her children. And they had the most wonderful spread of food like y'all got here today. Every kind of home-cooked thing you can think of. And one of the boys, very right here, and he walked over to his mother and said, Mom, I need the keys to the car and some money. She said, what do you need? He said, I got to go get me something to eat. I can't eat this junk.
Come on.
I thought, did I really hear that? Did I really hear that? Amen. He was going to go to McDonald's and get a hamburger. Did you see those people that put that hamburger up? It'd been over 20 years, and they said they got it out. Amen. It got sucking out in his pocket and there was a deal there, and he got it out, and it looked just like it did the day he bought it. Said the pickle had disintegrated, but the meat was still there. I'll tell you what, I want to be satisfied with the man of heaven, with God's goodness, God's blessings. Satisfied.
Yeah.
My Lord, satisfied. He that eateth that bread shall never die. He's going to live forever. He eateth to the satisfying of his soul. Amen. Or come a knock on the door. Yes, sir. He went to the door. He said, I was taking this load of hogs to the market. Amen. And he had the huge and close your racks around that truck. And he said, when I got in front of your house, the biggest hog I had, I don't know how he did it, but he climbed up and jumped out here in front of your house, and he's broke his leg, and I don't have time to fool with it. He said, could you take care of this hog? He said, I think we can. I think we can. Glory to God. I think we can. He said, man, I'm telling you what. He said, we went to work. Amen. We went to work and we butchered that hog and we had tenderloin for supper that night. I will tell you what, I'm satisfied with the blessing of the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul. Oh, God. Amen. I want you to listen to what Habakkuk had to say. Yea, also because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarges his desire as hell and is as death and cannot be satisfied. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. I don't want to be like that. No. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's always too hot, too cold, right. Too this, too that. Amen. Never can be satisfied. I'm telling you what. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to have his blessings. I'm satisfied. Satisfied. They shall deliver your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not. The Bible said you shall eat and not be satisfied. Oh, amen.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You met a few weeks ago. I went to the regional jail to visit a fella. Amen. And I said, man, you've lost a lot of weight. He said, I won't tell you how it is here. You don't get enough to eat. You don't get enough to eat. And if somebody doesn't come and put money in your account so that you can buy some snacks, he said, I'm telling you what, he said, those ramen noodles, you don't know how good they taste when you're really hungry. I'm telling you what, I want to eat the bread of heaven. I want to eat of the goodness of the Lord. I want to eat of His mercies. I want to enjoy. Oh, the Bible said in Ezekiel 7:19, they shall cast their silver in the streets and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. Are you hearing me? Amen. If your goal is money, 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 it won't help you in the day of the Lord. Because He said their silver and gold, they're going to cast it in the street. It's not going to be worth it. And they shall not satisfy their souls nor fill their mouths because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. I'm going to tell you, if you think you're going to find something better than old-time Holy Ghost-filled religion, you are in for a rude awakening. There is nothing better than being saved, Brother Franklin. There's nothing better than having the Holy Ghost in your life. To have the blessing of the Lord, they will satisfy. They shall eat, Micah said, and not be satisfied. Amos said, they wondered to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned unto me, said the Lord. I want to tell you something. If you straight away right here, you can find that thing that will satisfy your soul once again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Amen. You know, they say happy cows give more milk and better milk. Amen. You ever read that study? Amen. They had those cows in that dairy barn, and they played rock and roll music to them. Amen. And the cows didn't hardly give any milk. Amen. They played classical music. Classical music, if you understand what classical, all of those classical writers, Brahms and Auerbach and all those people, they wrote it for worship. and they played classical music to their cows, and the cows gave abundance of milk. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you what, I believe that rock and roll music is enough to cause it to curdle in the cow. Right. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. You listening to me? I'm satisfied with the good of heaven. I'm satisfied with His grace and His mercy. I said the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The man of heaven is good. The light of heaven is good. It's good. It's good. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And the Bible said in Job, the portion of the wicked man, the heritage of the oppressor, amen. You know what? His offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Amen. And the Bible said in Proverbs, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied. Right. Notice what the Bible said, from himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, are you hearing me? Right. Be satisfied from himself.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
If you want to be happy, don't be petting, pampering yourself all the time.
Yes.
I tried to help a man several years ago, and his name was John Grushevsky. Amen. He said that his mama grew a chef that he could ski. Amen. John Grushevsky. And he said, I've been so hateful and grouchy. Nobody could stand to live with me. He said, my wife asked me, how do you want with your breakfast? He said, I want one fried and one boiled. Amen. And she set the eggs on the table, and he said, I smacked it all off and some angry. He said, you boiled the wrong one. Oh, God, I'm telling you what, you are full of yourself. When you are so cantankerous, you can't be satisfied. Oh, and the backslidden heart is going to be filled with his own ways. But a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I throw this in, Brother Steve. Amen. They rescued a man off of a remote island. And there was three huts there. And they asked him, well, what's that? He said, that's where I live. And he said, and what's the other second hut there? He said, that's my church. And he said, well, what's the third one there? He said, that's where you used to go to church. Amen. I'm telling you what, the Lord can make you satisfied.
Right.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I wish Brother Carmel could preach better. Well, the Lord, just pray that the Lord will help you to get satisfied. Right. You'll be glad. You'll be glad to hear the word of the Lord.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We've been, one of our brothers in the church, he wanted to start doing podcasts. Amen. And he gave me a report with just a few months now. And we've had people from 18 different countries listening to the preaching from the church. Oh, from, you understand, from all of those places all over the world, from Amman, Jordan, somebody right there in Jordan, somebody in those places, in Germany, and all of those all over the world, people are listening. Hong Kong, amen, listening to the preaching of the Lord. I'm telling you what, you better be satisfied with His goodness and His mercy to you. Oh, God. Amen. I'm running out of time fast here. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High
right.
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
Amen. And the Bible said, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust.
Right.
His truth shall be thy shield and buckler,
yes.
and only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Right.
Hallelujah. And then He comes down in verse 16, with long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation.
Right.
Hallelujah. We can have His goodness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, I will satisfy our poor with bread. I will satisfy the afflicted soul.
Yes.
I will guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen. try to get some things here. I want us to understand there was a man who lived in Baghdad. His name was Ali Hafed. Amen. He had a visitor one day. And Ali was a very prosperous man, had a very nice place there. And the man began to tell him about diamonds. Oh, and he said, if you could have one of those diamonds, oh, it is all of the light of heaven captured into that one stone. And he began to describe it. After the man left, that man got dissatisfied. Yeah. Dissatisfied with his place. Yeah. Right. Amen. He got rid of it. And he started going looking for diamonds. And he came there to Barcelona, Spain. And he came there to the Pillars of Hercules. And he was broke and destitute. And he waded out into the Pillars of Hercules there. Oh, and was never seen again. But you know what? The man that bought Ali Hafed's place, oh, glory. There was a man come by to visit him one day. Amen. And he got ready to water his camel. And the camel touched its nose against something. And he said, what is that? And he picked it up. Hallelujah. And there, he said, it is a diamond. And they began to search around. What Ali Hafed went to try to find, he had it right there at his own home. Are you listening to me, Ali Hafed? Ali Hafed, you need to listen. He said, I will satisfy you. I'll give you the man of heaven. I'll give you the bread of heaven. I'll give you life. You can't find anything better than living for God. You can't find anything better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Ain't Artie Keene there in our church? She would always testify so wonderful. You grew up around them. You know who I'm talking about. And she said, she'd always quote Psalm 17:15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me today? Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. We can be satisfied. Hallelujah. Bow your heads for prayer, please, our Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, please deal with us. Please deal with us this day. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I've been up. We've been run ragged trying to get things, worried, sick about all of our facilities. What's going to happen? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord. Amen. The Lord dealt with me. Amen. I thought I was going to preach something else, brother. Amen. But the Lord said, preach, I'm satisfied. Hallelujah. Be satisfied with the wife of your youth.
Yes.
Be satisfied. Be satisfied with what you got. Be satisfied with the blessings you've received.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah. Be satisfied. Be glad what you have. Our lives are a gift from the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Those blessings makes rich, and He adds no sorrow.
Right. 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 Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. I don't have to worry. Hallelujah. I've lived faithful to my wife all these years. I don't have to worry about any recriminations from anyone. Hallelujah. I'm satisfied.
Glory.
Satisfied.
Glory.
Satisfied.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads, please, for prayer? The joy of the Lord is your strength. The scripture declares the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Our strength.
If you are lacking today and you've been discontented, unhappy, dissatisfied, I'll tell you what you can do.
Yes.
You can come to this altar today and the Lord will restore unto you the joy of your salvation. Are you hearing me? come to this altar today and the Lord can restore to you the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. And you can go home shouting, I'd hate to be a poor man, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Because you're satisfied with the blessings of heaven. Hallelujah. Are you here today? You'd say, Brother Horton, it's me, it's me. Is there anybody who would raise their hand and say, is it me? It's me, it's me. I need to be satisfied. I need peace and joy return to my life. Hallelujah. Satisfied. Satisfied. Hallelujah. Let's pray together, our Father. Lord, we thank you that we live on your good earth. You give us light. You give us rain. You give us rest. You give us peace. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Oh God, Lord, I pray that you'd help us if we are like the children of Israel, murmuring against the pastor, murmuring against Moses and Aaron, murmuring against God's goodness. Oh God, what we need is just to get a baptism afresh and new in the Spirit of the Lord. We'll change our attitude and change our lives. Oh God, help us, Lord, as we gather around these altars this day. Help us to find you. To find you. To bring peace and joy and satisfaction to us. Oh God. In Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, church. Come on. Come on, please. Come on and seek the face of the Lord. Come on now.
We're gonna have in the air, oh.